Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
All right, John, we got a lot to talk about, so I say we skip our Marin intro, our little Marin that we usually do, and let's just dive right into
Go right into a knife fight. Yeah,
right into minute 17 of the 2021 Denis Villeneuve Dune movie. Yeah.
We're starting this minute off. Paul is toggling the shield on his hand on, yep. And I'm just going to go right into the shields. I think they're cool as fuck. Yep. We see Paul. So we not only see the shield come on, but we hear, and if you have either a really good sound system or if you're watching it with headphones, you almost like feel the resonance
episode title.
Yeah. Ding. The resonance of the shields. And yep. We see Paul just kind of like bat it at his hand a little bit, and it's clearly bouncing off. And then we see for the first time the slow blade penetrating the shield.
Yep.
As it, you know, gets that high pitched whine and the shield turns red. Whatever R&D went into the VFX for that to happen.
Yeah.
So cool. And especially like later on in the movie when you see the shields on armies of people on a larger scale, it just it looks super cool
later. Yeah. My first note on the shields, these definitely look better than the 1984 movie.
where it's just squares.
PS2, like, PS1.
No, that's not even that bad. Fucking wrong textured Minecraft looking ass motherfuckers.
So personal shields. I want to talk a little bit about those and kind of their importance and like in place in this world.
Sure.
Because they're super important. They're described as shield belts in the book. So they are belts you put around and turn them on, which is something that the Lynch movie kept true to the books.
Yep.
We see them as like wristbands here, or almost like hand, like pan bands, it's like, whatever. Seems like an odd place to put them. That's fine. Clearly we see later with the Baron that he activates his with his ring. So it's not something that is localized to one particular place. I guess they can have different areas where you activate your shield, which is cool. That's a cool little piece of technology.
Sure.
So these shields are basically like inertia dampeners. If something goes fast into a shield, the force field or like whatever, like the particle beams that comprise of the shield basically turn to solid mass. So anything that's going at a velocity cannot, like at a high enough velocity, will not be able to penetrate the shield.
Sure. But one thing that, so I'm going to jump ahead a little bit in our minute here. Because it's relevant. It seems that it will stop the object, but it won't stop the momentum. Because at the end of our minute, we see Gurney just fucking jab Paul right in the gut, and it sends him to his knees.
Right.
So
shields, according to the encyclopedia, are generated by this thing called the Holtzman effect. There's our boy Holtzman again coming up.
Shout out.
Yeah. We got to just do like a single hour just talking about him one day we'll do it. They're not impenetrable, obviously. Mm-hmm. We see things with a slow enough, velocity can enter the shield, and that's done on purpose. They have the ability to become absolutely impermeable. But what that means is that air cannot get in either.
Okay.
So they keep this. There's this notion of a strike speed when you're talking about shields in Dune. So it's below any, like things below a certain velocity will be slowed down, but they can still penetrate.
Got it.
And so in the books, we hear Gurney. I believe it's Gurney. It might be Paul. One of the two. They say this line. It's slow on attack, fast on defense. So that's kind of the fighting style that you have to have when you're fighting someone with shields. Be very quick with your defensive measures, but if you're going to attack, you have to make that a very slow, graceful motion.
Got it. It's almost kind of like water. Like, you know how if you drop something really fast into water, yeah, like how they talk about, like, if you jump off of a high enough bridge and you hit water, it's like you're landing on concrete.
Yeah.
But then, like, you can just take a fucking bath in water.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's really cool. And yeah, we'll have to figure out when we want to have like a deviation episode talking about Holtzman.
We could fill up an hour plus with that guy.
Speaking of the fast on defense and slow on attack, I want to talk about the choreography for the fights.
Yes.
And the direction. So Roger Yuan, I believe is how you pronounce his name. First of all, the guy has a hell of a resume.
I have in my notes IMDb page a mile long.
Yeah. So I'm loading it up here. I'll just read off a couple of his accolades as a stunt coordinator. So Dune Part 1 and Part 2, obviously, we're here. The remake of Mulan, which, whether you liked it or not, still had some really good choreography.
Is that the American version or the Chinese version?
It was the live action.
Yeah, but there's two versions of it.
IMDb did not see. Just has him on that whole project. So
it's probably the American version. Yeah. I've not seen the Chinese version.
John Wick Chapter 3.
Yep.
Venom, Hawaii 5-0, Blindsided, Skyfall.
Oof, love that.
MI5, Black Dynamite. He's been around. I think the most, to me, like, nerd cool one other than Dune was Spawn.
I never saw that.
Okay. Yeah, it was real, real good.
Okay.
But anyways, so well, yes.
You're missing one very important one.
Which one?
He plays Lanville. The guy that
I was gonna get to. Yeah,
okay, sorry, I stole your thunder. My bad.
Stole my thunder.
I'm only
talking about what he did for stunt coordinating. Okay. You son of a bitch.
I jumped. But yes,
you are right. He does play Lanville, and I was gonna talk about it when we first introduced, but I figured that this was a more appropriate time because we're talking about choreography. But
my bad.
But so to. Going back to Dune Part 1. So Roger Yuan based the fighting style of House Atreides on the Filipino martial art known as Kali, which is used. So the Atreides all use shorter blades.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate to the book, but in the movie, they're using shorter blades because the Kali martial arts style uses either sticks or knives. Okay. And it's all about rapid movements, rapid, short, quick, snappy, defensive kind of moments there.
That definitely shows in the way that they're like super close fighting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in the movie, we see Paul and I made a note of this too, where when we see Paul like squaring up for the first time to actually like defend himself, he's almost got his hands up. Like he's like getting ready to be in a defensive position for fist fighting.
Yeah.
And we see the blade resting on his shoulder.
Right.
Which doesn't seem like it would be appropriate. But then you see Gurney take a swipe at him and Paul immediately just flicks his wrist forward and swings the blade to catch Gurney's movements.
Oh, okay.
So cool. So and then we see just within a couple seconds, like six or seven blows traded back and forth between them. Like
that's cool.
It is super fast, and Sol has a lot to talk about with this.
It's super vocal today.
but yeah, so the Kali fighting style has been around for hundreds of years. And it's really cool to see the influence of that martial art make its way into the core fighting strategy of the Atreides in this movie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, can't imagine actually fighting like that with knives and no shield. That would be wild, but
it'd be a very quick fight.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah, so we get some awesome action between Paul and Gurney. We get Paul's little jab, verbal jab.
Yep.
At Gurney, his old man.
And then Gurney.
Which I want to put a little bookmark on. I'm gonna put a little bookmark on that old man comment. I don't think we'll get back to it for a while, but later in the movie it does come back.
Yeah.
So just remember that old man. He said, called Gurney his old man. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyways, beautiful action scene.
Yes.
Alec kind of turns around and explains to Paul, but I think mostly to the audience, the slow blade
penetrates. The slow blade penetrates the shield as he's got the knife like pressing into Paul's neck. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I think he knows this by now, but I appreciate the the exposition.
And then Paul gets thrown around a little bit more and delivers the most teenage line ever. I'm not in the mood today. Guess I'm not in the mood today.
Is this where he says, give us a song instead? Or is that at the beginning?
No, that was before the knife gets yeeted at Paul.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
And then Gurney immediately responds with mood. What's mood to do with it? You fight when the necessity arises, no matter the mood, and then just bellows and yells, now fight.
Yeah.
And as a quick aside, I would like to shout out Glow Globe number 2 in this room, making a stellar appearance in the background.
Doing good work.
Yeah.
Good work. They're always in the right position. They're always just lighting up the perfect little corner of the room. Great. 10 out of 10.
They hold this franchise up. But yeah, so as Gurney now yells at Paul, now fight, he just lunges and goes at him again and is just basically just is so oppressive that he knocks Paul's, you know, blade out of his own hand, at which point Paul has to kind of escape. And he does like a cool little Spider-Man kind of
parkour,
spider monkey parkour jump movement thing over the table, and then reaches over and grabs two smaller knives.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that he was going for like two smaller, like even smaller, like maybe a couple inch like long little daggers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul seems to like small daggers.
But that makes a little bit of sense with something that I think I noticed either in this minute or maybe it's in one that's coming up soon. Paul likes to do like very quick flips and turns. And I don't know if that's actually Timothy Chalamet doing that.
It is. So I watched the,
I've heard them described as like anime flips and stuff.
Well, so if you're watching the movie on Apple TV, or if you bought it through iTunes or whatever, like it comes with a bunch of like extras and everything. Mm-hmm. And, sure, there are definitely spots where there are stunt doubles, but specifically for this scene, Roger Yuan did all of the coordination and everything between Josh Brolin and Timothy Chalamet. And one of the things that Roger was talking about was how Timothy's like experience in theater made choreographing all of this like actually pretty easy.
Oh, nice.
Because he's got that like actual stage presence where you can't just like swap out a stunt double in that moment.
Well, good. Well, good on Timmy for doing these stunts.
Yeah. But you know, so Paul grabs the two smaller blades and
I my note for this, that little bit right there is Ahsoka Tano style.
Yeah.
There's Star Wars. Is it Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
Yeah. Ahsoka Tano style. Yeah, yeah. Star Wars reference.
And then, you know, they kind of do like a little bit of a circle around each other thing. And then just like we talked about earlier, Gurney just fucking belts Paul right in the gut.
Was it a punch or was it a knee?
It's the sword.
Oh, okay. See, I have my notes.
He jabs him in the gut with the sword, and the momentum from that blow sends Paul down to his knees.
Cool, cool.
One thing that if you watch that scene in slow motion too, as Paul is down on his knees, you see him do like a little toss the knives in the air to flip them around thing. So the blade is no longer out from the top of his hand, but from the bottom, like you're doing like a downward stabbing motion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And our minute ends with
him taking the knee.
Taking the knee and yeah. just like a loud thud from that
yep.
impact. So,
oof. What a cool fight scene.
Yeah.
Many more to come, but it's such a good introduction to like shield technology. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of showing, not telling here, although they did a great job of showing what the shields did
yep.
at first without telling us. And then Gurney basically looks at the camera and goes, if you move the knife slow enough, it'll get through the shield.
Looks at the audience and is like, hey, guess what?
Yeah. Which is fine. That's fine. I think most of us were already there, but for the little bit that weren't, we got right over the
yep.
Right over the line with knowing exactly how these shields work. So yeah, cool minute, man. Well, let's come back and do this again, and we'll talk about minute 18 through 19.
Yes, we will.
All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you.